Ozark Radio Sports. I'm Gary Lee, and we're traveling to Willow Springs, Bear Country, to talk with first-year head football coach Travis Payne. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, so tell us a little bit about Coach Travis Payne. Where'd you play your high school ball, and kind of just fill us in a little bit about you.
I grew up in El Dorado Springs, Missouri, and I played high school ball there. Then I went to Benedictine College and got my college ball there. After college, I went back to El Dorado Springs and started my coaching career 4 years ago. I went to California, Missouri, and coached there for the last 3 years. Now I'm at Willow.
So what position did you play?
The offensive tackle.
Right on. Yeah. You know, it's one of the unsung heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how has your first-year summer workouts went for the Willow Springs Bears?
I thought they went great. We had a good group of guys that were committed. They came in. They worked hard. We had some great workouts, and we got better. And that's the biggest thing in the summer is getting bigger and better.
And now, you know, your first year, sometimes it's tough because, for one, just remembering everyone's name.
Yeah.
But who are some of the young men that you're looking to step up and be team leaders this year?
Well, we got a great group of seniors, a bunch of good leaders and good athletes. We got a kid at receiver and cornerback, Ryan Kohler, who's a great athlete, makes big plays. But he's also stepping up as a leader and being an example setter for those young guys. We got a guy, our running back and our outside linebacker, Gavin Ferguson, kind of a bulldog of the bunch. He's going to make sure the young guys are doing things right. He's going to get on to them for not doing that. And, up front, Warren Enos is kind of our workhorse. He comes into the weight room and just kills it every day and just leads by working hard.
Well, you know, the season's going to be here before long, and you all are going to be competing on the 19th in the Mountain Grove Jamboree. And what are you specifically going to be looking for in the Jamboree?
Well, it's all about competition, but we want to compete within our program. We want kids to step up and fight for spots, and that's the other thing we want to see is some of our young guys stepping up and seeing what they can do, because we're going to really depend on some of them.
You know, for me, the Jamborees, I really focus in on at the line of scrimmage and just see how people are firing off the ball and how in sync, you know, that unit is, because as you well know, a team is going to go as far as the line of scrimmage allows them.
Yep. And that's what we want to battle up front. We want to be great up front. That's where everything starts. If we can move the ball forward just behind our linemen, we're going to be good. So that's what we're looking for, where we can compete in there and where we can stick a kid in and depend on him and just be good.
Now, your coaching staff, who are some of the coaches that's helping you out with the Varsity Bears?
Coach Mack is returning as our defensive coordinator. Been here a couple of years at that position. Logan Schwalm has returned. He was the head coach here a couple of years ago, and he's back working with our running backs and defensive line. Mm-hmm. Coach Henley's been here a few years. Coach Wake is a young guy who's really stepped up and helping us. Scott Tooley is a guy who is originally from Willow and has returned. He coached here back when I was in high school a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And has returned to Willow. And I probably missed someone. But we got a very good staff, and we're excited about everyone. Coach Pitts is another guy.
Yeah.
Casey's returning to help our receivers and cornerbacks.
So week one, who do you got, and is it home or away?
Well, we have a neutral event. Clever dropped us late, so we had to pick up a school in Kansas, St. Mary's Academy. I don't know a whole lot about them. We're trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
but we are traveling to California, Missouri to play them.
Yeah. Well, now, I got to ask, you know, that back in the day, Willow Springs had some battles with Eldo. Were you part of those teams?
Yeah, I was in one of those teams, yeah.
That was some great games, man. That was some good battles.
Yeah, yeah. I was there in 99, 2000. We played a great game, and we were able to go on to the semifinals after that game.
Yeah, and you know, now as an adult, those are memories that just stay with you, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's Coach Pitts was on that team, and we get to talk about that every so often, how we played against each other, mm-hmm. and that's just kind of cool memories. And it's funny how guys can come together and, you know, share those memories.
Oh, the bonding and the stories that will be told forever. And, you know, I mean, getting kids to buy in to that, there are the possibility to build a lifetime of stories and great memories through high school athletics.
Oh, yeah. And we want every kid to experience that. And they don't realize how long this will last.
Oh, that's right. Hey, everybody, again, first-year head coach for the Willow Springs Bears, Travis Payne. We appreciate you, and we'll be talking with you real soon.
All right. Thank you very much.